It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's sure a great day to be together, and I'm glad that you've joined us. And while you're looking, as we're preparing for the study, I need you to turn to Exodus chapter 29, and we're going to begin reading with verse 38. So Exodus chapter 29, verse 38. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to find your place, and we'll begin the wonderful study of God's Word today. Exodus chapter 29, and I'm going to begin reading now with the 38th verse. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar: two lambs, the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, the other thou shalt offer in the evening. And with the one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with a fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and a fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening, and shalt do thereunto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Oh, what a wonderful reading. Let's begin with prayer now. Father, we thank you and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this wonderful time of study. It's just such a joy to be able to get together, and it's too bad it's just once a week. We love to gather together, and as we have the studies here at the church on Sunday night and Wednesday night, it's just such a joy to be able to come together, to fellowship together with other believers. Please now, today, as we have come together, I ask that you will touch every heart, touch my heart and every heart that's listening. For those who do not know you as their Savior, they need today to be saved. Today is the day of salvation. And there may not be another day, we don't know, but today is the day of salvation. So please, dear Lord, that they be saved today. Come to the cross. I ask that through your Spirit you will show them that they're a sinner, they're lost, and they need salvation. Please, today, that you do that. And for all that are saved, that are born again, it's a growing time. Every time we open up your precious Word, it's a time to grow. And so please that we do that and to grow closer to you, that we may be of honor and glory to you. Now please speak to our hearts today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's again a wonderful time to come and enjoy this time of study. We've been now for several opportunities we've been together. We have looked at the tabernacle, the building of the tabernacle, not the building of it so much as the what it looks like, its sizes, all those things. We're going to get into the building here not too the distant future here, we're going to start on that. But right now we have the size of the courtyard, the tabernacle, the two rooms that's within the tabernacle. We've looked at a lot of the furniture that's in the tabernacle, a lot of the articles that's there. And the last few times we've been together, we've been looking at the garment, the robe that Aaron and his sons would wear as the high priest and the priests, because the tribe of Levi is the tribe that God has chosen to care for the tabernacle and later on to care for the temple. Their responsibility is to present God's word to the people, that they, you know, they didn't have Bibles to carry like we have. They didn't have an opportunity to go to church like we have. They was needed to depend upon the Levites to feed them the Word of God. And, of course, they didn't have the complete Word. And at this time, they had nothing. And so God would speak through men, and then those men would speak to the people. And so a prophet was a true prophet if he had always was always true and always right. Whatever he prophesied, it would come to pass. And so it's so important that we understand that God's word is complete now, and we don't have someone that comes in with something new, because we have everything in God's word that we need. This is our tool, this is our equipment, and we just need to know it and to learn it. Well, we have gotten all the way to the place now where we have talked about the mitre that was worn on the head of the high priest of Aaron, and we've talked about the garments, we've talked about what you wear and things like that, and we come to a continual burnt offering here in the 38th verse, from verse 38 down through 46. And there's much said here, and we're going to spend some time today taking a look at that. And so please that you, again, follow along as we enjoy this this precious time. Now, this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar, two lambs of the first year, day by day continually. So 7 days a week, one in the morning, one in the evening, was to be offered. It's a very simple plan. And if you remember, and the heading that I have is the burnt offering. And if you'll remember, the burnt offering was an offering that was the purpose that it would be wholly consumed, completely consumed. The smoke would be risen up into the heavens. It was complete, and it stood for an entire surrender to God as individuals. We need to surrender unto the Lord. And so as we look at the purpose of this, for the benefit and for the comfort of Israel, is to make an atonement, a daily atonement for our sins. Now, I have trusted in Jesus Christ as my Savior many, many years ago, back in 1975. And in doing so, through the Lord Jesus Christ, He took all my sin away. Every sin I ever have or ever will commit, in the relationship that I have with God the Father, I have no sin. Now, I still live here. I still live in the flesh. And so there is still sin that I commit, but God has taken them away. They're all taken away. But in order to have a fellowship, in order to surrender unto the Lord, what we need to do is we need to keep constant fellowship with Him. If we want to know His will, if we want to be able to go to Him and says, you know, God, I need help here. I need your direction. I need your wisdom. And it can be something very serious. It could be something very minor. I fellowship continually with my Lord, and whenever I am working on anything, because I know He can give me the wisdom to do whatever I need to do. And so to sit down on my knees for 2 hours or an hour or a half hour and go through everything that I need for the day, I love spending time in prayer with my God. But I also spend time in prayer on a continual basis. If I am working on a certain piece of equipment. I said, Lord, I need help here. I don't understand what I'm doing. Or I need, if I'm missing a part or a piece, I'll ask for the Lord's help. And He helps me continually. And so to have a long prayer time is wonderful. But see that when you get up off your knees, that you don't forget Him the rest of the day. Because it should be forever. It should be something that you do all day long. And I don't care what you're working on. I don't care what you're doing. Just see that you involve Him. Well, here, this offering was to remind them of that. And we need to be reminded of that. And so there's two things. Number one, that God, thank you for forgiving me of my sin. I praise you because I know the cross of Calvary is the only reason my sins are forgiven, because your Son, the Lord Jesus, went to the cross, dear Father, and died there for me and took my sin away. And dear Father, I thank you for that. I praise you for that. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that we have as a child of God to know our sins are forgiven. But don't take that for granted. Go and praise our God for what He has done for us. And so by coming and confessing our sin that we have committed through the day will bring us so much closer to the Lord, because it makes you aware of how filthy we are and how much that God the Father has done for us through His Son, the Lord Jesus. And so we have our sins, our fellowship renewed by coming. We have another opportunity to remind us of the mercy that God has shown towards us, this great mercy that He has for us. And it's so wonderful. And I just want you to see the point of this offering. The point of this offering is this lamb was sure and innocent sacrifice. And each time this lamb had to be without blemish. And so in the eye, it had to be perfect. It also could not be sick. It could not be lame, of course, or in any way. It had to be as perfect could be. And so they would take this lamb, because that's what the Lord Jesus has done for us. He is our perfect sacrifice, and He has taken our place. We deserve to die, and Jesus died for us. And if you'll come by faith and accept that free gift of salvation, and we need to realize that when you are born again, it's not just a head knowledge. Your spirit, your heart, and the heart of God, the Spirit of God, will be one, and you will know it. And so that's the reason I always tell you that you'll know the day you get saved. You can ask a lot of people, are you saved? And they'll say yes. But if you ask them, when did you get saved? Well, I don't know. I go to church. I know I'm saved. No, when did you get saved? Because the day that you meet a holy God, and a holy God comes into this old sinful heart of mine, I know that day. And so please, don't excuse that. If you don't know the day, you're not saved. It's just that simple. And so please that you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you, because I'm a filthy sinner and I need salvation. I need to be saved. And if you would do that, and do that with all your heart, God will save you. And once you're saved and you begin to enjoy His Word and feed upon His Word, your spirit and the Spirit of God will be in agreement. And it's going to be a wonderful walk and a wonderful relationship. But it must begin there. Two things these lambs are offering. Number one, it is twice, once in the morning, once in the evening. So you see, all day we need to be in remembrance of our God and what He has done for us. All day we need to remember that He's taken our sins away. All day we need to remember that He is showing us continually great mercy. We also need to understand that with this picture here, he is making intercession for us as well. Because you see, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is seated upon the right hand of God the Father. Anytime, anywhere that I need anything, I can call upon him. He is continually sanctifying me. He is continually making me holy. I will not be a completed work until I leave this body and get my new glorified body. Until I leave this earth and to go to be with him is the first time that I will be made whole as far as to walk a perfect life. But he is doing a work in me, and it is a daily work. And it's a daily growing. It's a daily school that we need to be looking to and enjoying. And so let me just read once again here, because it is a fellowship time as we go before our Lord. And these two lambs, as they were offered morning and evening, is to remind them of all these things. And once again, I'm going to begin with the 38th verse. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar: two lambs of the first year, day by day continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even. And with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with a fourth part of hin of beaten oil, and a fourth part of a hin of oil for a drink offering. The other lamb thou shalt offer at even. And thou shalt do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee. Look at the wonderful opportunity that he is giving these people. See, prior to this, there was not a place where man could come to meet with God. God said, I'm going to choose a nation, and he chose Israel. He chose the Jews. He said, I'm going to call a man out, and I'm going to make him a mighty nation. He called Abram at the time, and Sarai, out of Ur of Chaldees. He called, they responded, and he said, I'm going to make you a mighty nation. And he said, I'm going to make you a nation so large that the stars of the sky won't number it, that the sand of the sea won't number it. And Abram was obedient. He came to this promised land. And God, even though Abraham did not get to actually possess the land, he had a promise, and his descendants did. You see, Abraham, the promise went through Isaac, and from Isaac down to Jacob, and Jacob, of course, his name was changed to Israel, and that's where it begins. They leave the promised land, they go down into the land of Egypt, and in that land they live out of the promised land, out of the land of Canaan, for almost 400 years. It's a little less than that, and then God calls them out, cross the Red Sea, get to Mount Sinai, and once we get to Mount Sinai, and that's where we're at, right here. And so the nation is there, and it's getting its birth. The people are all there, the tribes are all there, and they're about to begin to talk directly with their God through the high priest and the priests. It all has to be a picture until the Lord Jesus Christ comes, and we're some 1,500 years away from that. But that promise is no less sure, that a Messiah will come. And so as they offer these lambs as burnt offering, our life is to be totally consumed with doing the will of God. And that takes a daily work, not just to show up on Sunday for an hour and say, I've been to church, but it's a daily walk. And I hope that you see that, know that, and understand that. We also have with this the other offerings, and we're not going to spend a lot of time with there. It is a time of fellowship, and we have fellowship with our God. We also have fellowship with other believers that we are of like mind. We agree with the Word of God. Now, it tells us where. It says that this will be held at the gate, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak unto thee. And so this wonderful opportunity has come for them to meet with God through their representative, the high priest. Well, see, it's exactly the same way with us. How do we meet with God? We meet with God through our representative, our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, he is our high priest. And so all this is a picture of that. So you wonder why we spend so much time in the Old Testament. The reason we spend this time in the Old Testament is because you don't understand the New. If someone would say to you that the Lord Jesus is our high priest, and you only study the New Testament, you wouldn't understand what that meant. But the high priest is the go-between and was for the nation of Israel. It begins right here at Mount Sinai, where Moses got all the instructions for the tabernacle and the Ten Commandments and all those things. And so every time that God, through his word, brings judgment upon a people, and he did when he brought the law, he brought judgment, condemned, but he also brings grace. And he brought grace with this beautiful tabernacle that's coming, because by these offerings, it is grace. It's God's mercy. And so we find here that they're going to meet there in verse 43, and there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. He is coming down to meet with them. And this is pre-incarnate Christ, the Lord Jesus, not bodily form, but he comes down in the Shekinah glory cloud. And so it is a cloud by day and it's fire by night. And this Shekinah glory cloud is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, he led them. He come between them and the enemy and protected them. He is dwelling in the Holy of Holies when the tabernacle is set up above that mercy seat. That's where he reigns through this period of time in the days of the Exodus and the days of the travel through the wilderness, getting to the promised land, and then on all the way to the point of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, some 1,500 years later. The problem comes is because of the disobedience, because they didn't offer these lambs daily, because they didn't listen and pay attention to God's word and God's law, God withdrew himself from them. And so there is a time, and it's quite a length of time, that the power of God and the glory of God was not in this place. He has come right now. He said, I will come and I will meet with you. And so he's not going to meet with them once a month. He's meeting with them every day. This offering must be done every day, morning and night. And so we need to understand that this time of fellowship, the purpose of this is for us to meet. I will meet you to speak there unto thee. And yet, you know, we talk about giving our prayer requests unto the Lord, but we also need to be very careful because we need to be a listener. Most of our trouble comes in is because we don't listen. We just keep talking. We just keep wondering. We just keep questioning, but we don't listen. And that's a serious problem today in the church. It's a serious problem today in the world. And that's the problem. That's the reason the church has got the problem, is because we got a lot of world in us. And we have stopped listening, and we just keep talking. We just keep wondering. And so I ask that you begin, and I need to be a good listener. That's what we need to be. We need to be a good listener. So please that you do that today. You listen very carefully as you study God's Word. Listen carefully as you're fellowshipping with Him. If you ask for some help, then listen. If you ask for His direction, then listen. Because He will speak to you. It's a wonderful fellowship we have with our Lord. And now verse 43 again, and there, I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. See, they had a building, they had a physical place that this would take place. You know, you and I are so happy to have the opportunity, no matter where we are, that is where we can meet with our God. Yes, we come to church because we love to sing the hymns and love to hear the Word of God and love to fellowship with other believers. But every day, everywhere, I can visit with my God. I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will be their God. What a beautiful promise. He's going to sanctify them. He's going to set them apart for this purpose. And oh, we need to be sanctified. We need to be set apart for service. You know, when we look at the word sanctification and we look at the need to be set aside to serve and to praise and honor our God, we need to work at that. It's something that does not come naturally. Naturally will make us ungodly. Because the ruler of this world, of this earth, this cursed earth, is the devil. And so I'm here, but this is not my home. My home is going to be in heaven. This is just a temporary dwelling place, and I know that. I'm just traveling through. We find that the purpose, God will do this. He's going to set him aside to do that. He will set you aside. He'll set me aside for his service. And what a beautiful promise here. And I will dwell among the children of Israel. See, this has never happened before. What a promise. This should have excited these people so much. And I will be their God. Now, God's a jealous God. And when we get saved, he tells us the same thing. I'm going to dwell in your heart, and I'm going to be your God. Now, we need to see that we surrender to the will of God and to the ways of God. And verse 46, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. What a beautiful promise. We should always be offering our sacrifice unto the Lord. We should meet with Him. We should offer ourselves, our talents, our money to Him for His service. We should be in prayer and praise every day, morning and night, night and morning. It reminds us of our need to depend upon the Lord. We need to depend upon Him. And again, day and night, night and day, we need to depend upon Him. You know, no matter what our schedule is, we need to always come before Him. Need to come in the break of day and the end of day, and many times through the day. This offering here, morning and night, every day, was never to be ended. It was ended. They did not continue to do this. But what a wonderful reminder and a picture that we have for us that spiritually we need to continue to do. Being constant in every is very important. To be consistent, to do it day after day after day. You know, we talk about here, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, I don't know what my talent is. I don't know what God wants me to do. And my first words is, He wants you to be faithful. Because most of the time when people ask, they're not. If they were faithful, they'd know. And so we need to understand the need to be faithful. Be in the house of God. Be faithful in prayer daily. It's so important. Keep this communion. Commune with the Lord daily. We must accept this offering on our behalf, you see, and that's what we do with the Lord Jesus. We have accepted his offering. He has offered his life for ours. Do you understand that? Do you realize that? And here is the lambs. They are being offered on these people's behalf for the people. And so they need to understand that that should be me. That should be me. And it isn't, because Jesus has taken our place. Oh, my dear friend, what a wonderful study. What are you going to do about Jesus?